Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There are a few court cases in South Africa that have gripped the public imagination quite, like the murder trial of soccer star Senzo Mayiwe. Nearly 11 years after his death, the trial continues to drag on with no resolution in sight. Conflicting theories, bungled investigations, shifting narratives, and endless procedural hurdles. This has left the public frustrated and the Mayiwe family, of course, still without closure. To help us unpack this case and why it's taking so long, what it reveals about the state justice in South Africa, we are chatting this morning to Paul Hoffman. He's a director of accountability, and we thought that he would give us perhaps the big picture. What is going on? A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. What has been, well, first of all, why do you think it has dragged on so long without resolution?
Good morning to you and to your listeners as well. This case has gone on, as you suggest in your intro, since the death of the Orlando Pirates and South African Bafana goalkeeper Senzo Mayiwe in October 2014, which is, as you pointed out, a very long time ago. Now, it's very clear that he was shot in his girlfriend's home in Vosloorus of an evening in that dark and dreary October. And the state case has just been closed, so at least we know that they've got to the end of what they want to present to the court. But getting it started was the tricky part. The court case itself has dragged on considerably. I think mainly because there are so many accused in the matter, and also because the start of the case did not occur until after AfriForum's private prosecution unit took an interest in the matter and rekindled the state investigation.
Right.
You know, somebody was arrested in the same month as the shooting occurred, but was released for lack of evidence. And this in a situation in which a house full of people had intruders barge in and fatally wound Senzo Mayiwe. I think it is an indication of the inefficiency of the criminal justice administration that it took so long to begin the case, and that's the fault of the police, and has taken so long to get on with the case, which is blame sharing. There is quite difficult. It's probably partly the fault of the court, and partly the fault of the prosecution, and partly the fault of the various advocates who have been engaged to defend those accused. But as I say, we have got to the point where they're currently before the court are applications for the discharge of the accused on the basis that they have no case to answer. There's insufficient evidence to ground a finding beyond a reasonable doubt that any of them were involved in the shooting. That is still before the court at the moment. It's being argued as we speak, and the judge is going to have to make a call with his intimate knowledge of what has been going on in his court since the case started.
Because there's definitely been all of these different theories. So it was first it was those in the house, then it was a botched robbery. That surely must impact on the credibility of the case.
Yes, certainly it presented difficulties to the investigation team that the police put onto it, and it's going to present difficulties in court. I think there's some forensic evidence that suggests or that links a bullet fragment found at the scene with a firearm that was found in the possession of one of the accused. But Whether that is enough to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he is on his defense in the case is a matter for the judge to decide, and we wait with bated breath to find out what the judge will decide.
So from this point onwards, how long should this case still go on for?
Well, it could be all over if the judge says, I quite agree, there is no case to answer, that would be the end of it. But if he says, no, I'm sorry, I'm not prepared to give a discharge at the end of the state's case because there is a case to be answered, then the accused will have to decide whether they are prepared to simply close their cases, which is a one-minute exercise, and the decision to close your case is one which puts you in great jeopardy, because if they think that they can add to their prospects of getting off by getting in the witness box, which is a very lonely place, and subjecting themselves to the cross-examination of the prosecutor, they may be advised that that's not the cleverest way to go. So if they close their cases, as they are entitled to do, should their application for a discharge at the end of the state's case fail, then there will be argument as to whether the case they're facing is sufficiently strong to found a verdict in which proof beyond a reasonable doubt is established to the satisfaction of the judge presiding in the matter.
Right.
If they choose to carry on and give evidence, well, how long is a piece of string? They may want to call all sorts of people. There's a theory that the girlfriend of Senzo Mbuya, who's a Kelly Kumalo, a famous personality.
Yeah.
If they go down that rabbit hole, it will lead to a whole lot of extra evidence, and it's very difficult to give a sensible prediction as to how long the case could go on.
So, in terms of the reforms needed to prevent this type of case happening again, or this drawn out type of case occurring again,
Certainly, in the initial investigation, which is the biggest delay in the whole case, what the capacitation of the investigative aspects of police work is lacking in South Africa, and that's a matter of proper training and recruitment of suitable people to become detectives and crime scene investigators and such like, forensic work as well, looking at the bullets and not having a delay around that.
We do need to go to news, but one of our listeners asking why the girlfriend was never charged. I'm presuming that didn't have enough evidence in that regard.
Yes, that is the problem. The state's assessment of the matter is that the case against Kelly Kumalo does not exist.
That is where we do need to leave it. Advocate Paul Hoffman, thank you as always for making yourself available to help us navigate some of these.